I've decided now is as good a time as any to share this, just on the off chance it might help someone else not to give up. If you look through my poetry, it is no secret I struggle with depression and anxiety, thanks to genes and circumstances. One of my goals in life has been to become a person who advocates for the mentally ill and helps end the stigma attached to mental health, especially within the African American community, one of the largest groups of people who reject mental health services. One of the ways I do this is through sharing my own trials and triumphs. I am deciding to be brave today. Take a deep breath and live. This poem is entitled Note to Suicide. Here lies a scar, a shortcut to a shortcut on the journey home to the heart. I almost died trying to find a way out of myself, to release my own demons, free the inside of me. In the split second of a split vein, the moment I almost lost all of our moments, the breath of life, I realized its importance. There is no easy way out. You will hurt the ones you love when you are here now, then suddenly gone tomorrow. There is no easy way in. There will always be trauma, the aches beneath the skin, things you want to escape from, escape into. Life is full of paradoxes. You want to live, but self-sabotage your life. Though the same God who created the stars created you feel yourself undeserving to be among the living, yet you are here. In almost giving it away, I learned life is a gift. I must not squander it, even though I feel squandered by it at times, that I am wasting my time. These ill feelings will pass, and the future will at last be the last thing I grasp, my last will and testament, that I faced the present, my sadness, my fears, my anxieties, deep depression, fought them all tooth and nail, raised hell to be comfortable in my shell, accept myself, and I outlasted it, won the battle, lived, survived, thrived. I am here. A chosen word. March 6, 2017. I just want to leave y'all with some final words. It might have been about a year now. Where I was in a really low place, and I had made up in my mind I didn't want to live, and that thought became an action, and I'm grateful that the story didn't end, that I realized that I am needed here and that the people I love would miss me and that there's so much left for me to do. So I'm grateful that it wasn't the end, that I found a new beginning, and that I'm gaining new ground, and continuing to move forward in my life. I'm happier, I'm better. So I just want to let you know that if you're struggling with depression or anxiety or any type of circumstance or situation that makes you feel like you don't belong here or that you don't want to live, I just encourage you to continue living. You're important. You matter. You will make a difference in the world. But you can't make a difference if you're not here. So continue to stay strong. Continue to take each day step by step. And always, always remember to take a deep breath and live. All right. I love you guys. Keep continuing on. You got this. We're in this together. All right. Peace.